Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A happy Friday and welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today. On this Friday to wrap up the week, we're talking a lot of baseball on the show today. Our guy Danny Burke going to join us here in moments, get his thoughts on some Major League Baseball. Obviously, we got to talk some Masters as well. We just had Rory birdie the 10th hole. He's up to 2 under par right now, but they continue to chase Justin Rose at Augusta. We'll give you a live leaderboard update, some live odds, and we'll talk about some live 3-balls going on as well. We will also talk some more NFL draft coming up on the show today as well. Yesterday, we talked about some of the teams in the league, who they might draft with their first selection. We'll continue looking at some more teams in the league. Jake Hassan will join us later on, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Send them in at the BetMGM Network. You can hit us up on Twitch, on YouTube, and on X as well, and we'll try to get to them over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's get rolling on a Friday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Danny Burke, who joins us. Give Danny a follow on X at DannyBurke5. Betting DFS for Stochastic and Odd Shopper as well. Danny, great to have you back on the show, man, to talk some baseball. Let's start with the NL East, right? Two teams coming into the year. We had high expectations for the Phillies and the Mets. Both are 8-4 the early parts of the season with the same run differential at plus 13. At this point in the year, Danny, who you like better, the Mets or the Phillies?
So last time I came on this show, I think I was touting one of my futures bets, and it revolved around the Philadelphia Phillies to win the division. And I still hold that same conviction because nothing has really changed from my assessment then. It's been a short sample, so clearly not much is going to change, but more just affirmation of my thoughts beforehand. And that is that the Phillies can clearly compete with the best of them, i.e. that series against the Dodgers. They still have all of these prolific offensive weapons, despite the lack of it last night in that game where, yeah, I was a victim to them being like 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. However, we still know the capabilities they possess. Furthermore, we know the outstanding pitching staff that they hold, and you got an emerging potential star in Lizardo, who's been off to a great start. And then you look at the Mets, who, yeah, you bring over a superstar in Juan Soto, and you have some notable names here, but I still have concerns with the lack of depth offensively throughout the entire course of this season. But more importantly, PJ, their pitching depth. I don't think they can hold any weight in comparison to the staff that the Phillies have. I mean, can you get Senga to stay healthy the whole time? Can you get, you know, Manaea to be out there doing well? I mean, all of these guys who can give you really good outings and spurts, sure, that's okay from a game-to-game betting basis, but if we're going for the entirety of the season, the Phillies still clearly have what it takes and are built for the longevity more so than the Mets. So I'm all over Philly despite the even record right now.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. I'm more so on Philadelphia than the Mets as well. Let's talk about a team that's a present pleasant surprise to start the season, Danny, and that would be the San Francisco Giants, who are off to a 9-3 start. Talked about this division a ton in the offseason. You obviously got the reigning champs, the Dodgers. Padres are a great roster. A lot of people, myself included, high on the Diamondbacks coming into the year. But it's really been the Giants who've gotten off to a nice start at 9-3. Danny, I know it's early, but do you think that this is sustainable? Do you think the Giants are legit?
I don't think it's sustainable, but I think they're legit in the sense that they're going to be kind of that nagging, annoying team to the legit contenders, not only in their division, but outside of it. I mean, clearly, they have some pitching depth and a good rotation. You have Robbie Ray and then the veteran presence of Verlander, and then you got Hicks, who can be a high strikeout producer. But you still have these pitchers who, with Ray, despite what we know he's capable of and what his ERA says, some of those underlying metrics are concerning. Verlander clearly very, very old. And then you have the volatility of a guy like Hicks. So, yes, they are going to have their hot streaks here and there. But with the hot streaks, I think will also come the losing streaks. And I think a large part of that is because their offense isn't going to be able to sustain this success. I mean, you're already seeing some of their weighted runs created plus numbers right in the middle in terms of against righties and lefties. So they're right around that average mark. It's been nothing that impressive. They've just done a really good job at finding ways to win up to this point, which, yes, is what it's all about. But over 162-game sample size in the toughest division in baseball, they're going to falter here. It's not to say they won't make some noise and, again, kind of wreak havoc on some of those legit teams, but I still have my reservations about them going deep.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Danny, I want to ask you about my team, the Baltimore Orioles, who are not off to a great start this year. They're 5-8. They got a number of injuries to their starting pitching, especially. This team was kind of like a 500 club the last 2.5-3 months of last year. It really looks like the same kind of team that we saw at the end of last season. Are you concerned about the Orioles here at this early part of the season?
So kind of like what I was saying about the Giants, in terms of a game-to-game basis outlook, I think they're still going to be a really viable team to look to bet on. But with a future standpoint, certainly not as enticing. I mean, losing a guy in Corbin Burnes doesn't help. Their pitching rotation in general is worrisome from my perspective. And their offense, yes, is going to be able, you know, to keep you in a lot of games and to give you a game here and there where they just absolutely pummel their opposition. But I don't think it's going to be the magic that we saw throughout the past year and a half, 2 years, where they have all of these comeback wins, all of these late heroic wins, to where you're just like, man, this team could be capable of anything with the talent. I just don't think it has that feeling this season. And more importantly, the division seems like it's getting better and better. Now, it's not to say there's, you know, a direct World Series contender coming out. I mean, obviously the Yankees could be pinpointed as one. But outside of that, I just think you have a division where everybody's going to be evenly fighting. And that's going to hurt a team like Baltimore, who otherwise in the past could beat up on that inferior competition. So again, game by game, I feel okay. Don't want to back them in any futures department. No, not necessarily. Unfortunately for your fandom, I'm not sure it's going to be the best of seasons for your Orioles.
Yeah, I'm certainly concerned here at the early parts of the season. We're talking with Danny Burke on Send It In. You bring up the Yankees, Danny. Aaron Judge won a couple of MVPs. Looked like he's on his way to potentially another one. He's minus 180 right now to win AL MVP just 13 games into the season. Now, we know Judge isn't getting any younger. He's a guy who does have an injury past, and again, it's so early in the season. So with Judge at minus 180, there's some great value on some other guys in AL MVP. Is there a guy or two that maybe you look at in this market that you're trying to beat with Judge?
Yeah, so full disclosure, I'm really not a fan of betting the MVP these past few years at all because it's just so chalky and, yeah, the value is just so bad. But you bring up a good point. I mean, Aaron Judge certainly could get injured and you might be invested laying such a steep price on some guy this early. It's ridiculous. So there's no bet to be made with Aaron Judge despite clearly him being the rightful favorite. I mean, just looking at, you know, completely early and obvious overreactions. I mean, a guy like George Springer, who's obviously been on fire, he's 150-1 right now. Certainly, he'll fall back down to earth. But I mean, man, if he has a consistently strong outing, you know, the Blue Jays can be a feisty team there in that division. And if he's the focal point of it, hey, who says no? And speaking of taking advantage of divisions, even more so, Torkelson's another guy at 150-1 who's been off to a great start. Young batter here. We're not really quite sure what his ceiling is. I mean, definitely this is the best start he's had, but you're in a weak AL Central, can beat up on the lower tier teams and pitchers, and his numbers are great so far. He's got a few homers, 7 RBIs, over 300 average. Who's to say he can't make some noise? And at the very worst, you're throwing some pizza money on a buck 50-1, and then you're going to be sitting pretty if it goes down, you know, say 25-1, and then there's a lot of options at that point. So again, not my favorite thing to wager on, but just a couple names to consider.
I like it. Last time we had you on, Danny, we were also talking about NL MVP. You gave us Dylan Cease potentially as a guy to watch out for. Any other names that have popped up in the NL Cy Young market that maybe you think could be worth a look?
Yeah, I mentioned him at the very beginning of this segment, but Lizardo with Philadelphia, man. I mean, he's 35-1 right now at a couple different books. And look, there's been signs that he has the stuff in the past. He hasn't been stellar per se, but you see the untapped potential. And again, these are, you know, it's fun to talk about it now, but it's early overreactions. But he's 2-0 right now. He had a great outing last night in Atlanta. Obviously, the offense just could not get the job done for him. 150 ERA to start. His FIP is 175. XFIP 232, so not that big of a discrepancy. And the fact is XFIP is sub 3 is great in its own sense. And it clearly helps being surrounded by an awesome team and a great offense that can pick you up if you do have an off day and don't really tally up those losses in that column for you. 12.5 strikeouts per 9 innings so far, 90% left on base percentage right now, and his home run to fly ball ratio just at 6%. Again, I want to say it is early, but these are some numbers at the price of 35-1, especially considering he's on a great team, that we may want to take advantage of right now just from the buy low, sell high type of outlook you want to look at, PJ. So, yeah, he's really someone that stood out to me, and I may be throwing a couple shekels on.
I like it. I mean, we know the Phillies can certainly churn out some starting pitching. Danny, before I let you go, what are some of your favorite bets on today's slate?
Yeah, I took a pitching prop here, Reese Olson under 5.5 Ks. Look, the Twins are frustrating to bet on or around all the time, but they've actually been okay at limiting the strikeout damage against the righty, so I like him under 5.5 Ks, minus $125. As disgusting as this may be, I did take a stab with Taj Bradley in the Rays. Seems like every time I bet them, they just have no offense whatsoever, but their offense actually hasn't been too bad. Top 10 weighted runs created plus against righties, and the Braves coming off that rain delay last night, extra innings, they may be a little tired there. And I'm going to trust Marcus Stroman, believe it or not. I think we're getting a good bargain at about minus $120 with the Yankees over the Giants. Robbie Ray, some of his underlying metrics, not that great. Rain may cause a factor in that game, so heads up. And I'm going to fade my own Cubbies here. I think everybody's thinking this is a crazy price in terms of the underdog with how Boyd's looked, with how the Cubs offense has looked. Knowing the Cubs as a Cubs fan and just going against the best team in baseball, this seems like a pretty good spot to go against Chicago right now. I think Yamamoto obviously has some great stuff. We all know that. He did well against the Cubs the first go around. Dodgers haven't had too much against lefties so far, but I think they can bolster it up against Boyd and probably see a lack of offense from the Cubs tonight. So I like the run line with Los Angeles.
Absolutely love it. Danny Burke, give him a follow on X at Danny Burke 5, betting DFS for Stochastic and Odd Shopper. Danny, always appreciate the time, man. Good luck to you today. We'll catch up again soon.
Likewise, PJ. Take care.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. Continue to talk about some baseball. We'll roll through all the games on the slate today. I'll tell you guys some of my favorite bets on today's slate. We will start in that Royals-Guardians game, total of 7, Tanner Beebe against Chris Bubich. Bubich is 2-0 this season so far, and he hasn't given up a run. So I'm looking forward. I'm looking to fade him today against Cleveland. I like the Guardians on the money line at minus 135. Maybe look at a Cleveland team total over at 3.5 as well. Pirates and Reds today in Cincy, total of 8.5. Reds are minus 165. The Pirates are plus 140. I'm going to go with the over 8.5 in this game. Bailey Falter going for Pittsburgh has an ERA over 8 so far in 2 starts this season. They're playing in Great American Small Park, as we call it, one of the best hitters parks in all of baseball. Give me the over 8.5 today in Reds and Pirates. Braves and Rays. Danny was just talking about this game. Taj Bradley on the mound today going up against Bryce Elder. Braves coming off that big series against Philadelphia where they are able to get the series win. Now they go on the road, take on Tampa. They're an underdog. I like the Rays today at home, minus 130. Yankees and those red-hot Giants to start the season at 9-3. Marcus Stroman on the mound today against Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray did pitch for the Blue Jays, so some familiarity with the AL East, pitching in Yankee Stadium, pitching against this Yankees lineup. I do like the Yankees, though. I think this is a nice spot to sell on the Giants and their hot start. Yankees had an off day yesterday. They're well-rested. They're at home. It's cold here on the East Coast. I think a team certainly coming from California playing on the Eastern time zone. I like the Yankees, minus 120 today against the Giants. Blue Jays and Orioles in Baltimore. Again, another game today where the weather is not good. There's a good chance that this game does get rained out. I'm going to take the under. The O's bats have not been great. Blue Jays have been pretty good, but I think we get an under today. Sagano's been pretty good so far for the Orioles in his first couple starts. Under 8.5 in O's and Blue Jays. Nationals and the Marlins today in Miami. Cal Quantrill going up against Mitchell Parker. Give me the Marlins on the money line at plus 105. Miami's 6-6 to start the season. Nats coming off a really good series win against the Dodgers. They had an off day yesterday. They traveled to Miami. I like the Marlins tonight as home dogs at plus 105. Red Sox taking on the White Sox today in Chicago. Davis Martin on the mound against Sean Newcomb. Not a good pitching matchup at all. I like over 8 in this game. I'm hoping the Red Sox get us like 6-7 runs. I think Chicago might be able to chip in for a couple as well. So I like over 8 in that matchup. Angels and Astros in Houston tonight. Ronel Blanco going up against the Angels. I like Houston minus 150 on the money line. I know the Angels are off to a great start. Houston's struggling like they have done out of the gate the last couple years, but anything minus 150 or less, I think is a good bet on the Astros at home against the Angels. Then we got the Tigers and the Twins. Reese Olson against David Festa. I'm going to pass on this one today. It's about a pick 'em. No play for me in that one. Phillies and Cardinals tonight in St. Louis. Aaron Nola against Andre Pallant. It's a fishy line. Philadelphia only minus 130. Coming off that big series against the Braves. Now they go to go on the road to St. Louis. I like the under. I think it's going to be low scoring. I look at St. Louis plus 110 as well. Rockies and Padres tonight in San Diego. German Marquez against Nick Pivetta. Look at all the Manny Machado props that you can find. 12 for 29, batting 414 in his career against German Marquez. So I like Manny props in that game tonight. D-backs taking on the Brewers. We got Eduardo Rodriguez going for Arizona. Brewers haven't decided yet who their starter is going to be. So I kind of like an over type game. When teams like this are late to decide who their starter is going to be and they kind of just throw somebody out there, tend to like to go with the over. So it's going to be over 8.5 in D-backs and Brewers. Rangers taking on the Mariners tonight in Seattle. Jacob DeGrom going up against Bryce Miller with the total of 6.5. Normally, if you guys listen to the show, you know we get a low total. I like betting the under, but not tonight, actually. I like the over in that game. Give me over 6.5 in Mariners and Rangers. Mets and Athletics in Sacramento tonight with a total of 10. Been talking about the Sacramento overs. We're going to continue to ride. Give me the over in A's and Mets. And then finally, Cubs taking on the Dodgers tonight out in L.A. I like the Cubs on the run line, +1.5. They're minus 135, so maybe wait and see if you can get a better price live on the Cubs in-game. Maybe they take an early lead and you can just buy back on the Dodgers. So I think it's a good game to live bet. I'm hoping that maybe the Cubs go down in order in the top of the first, heading to the bottom half. We can get the Cubs on the run line at a decent price, but I like them tonight against the Dodgers. All right, let's talk some golf. We got the Masters second round underway right now at Augusta. Give you guys an update of what's going on. Justin Rose, who was your overnight leader, still has the lead currently at 8 under par. However, starting to have some guys that are on his heels a little bit. Bryson DeChambeau is 4 under today. He's 7 under right now, heading to the 10th hole. You got McCarty at 6 under, Sung J.M. at 6 under, Corey Connors made birdie on the second hole. He's at 5 under. Shane Lowry just made a birdie. Him and Ludwig Aubert are 4 under. We had Shane this week, so we like that quite a bit. So you got some guys making some moves. The wind is going to pick up here in the afternoon. That is something to keep an eye on. So as we discuss some of the live three balls that we like and some of the live odds here, Scotty at plus 260, Bryson at plus 400. You got Xander at 30-1. Colin Morikawa now is down to 40-1. Going to check real quick. I think Morikawa might have made a bogey potentially. No update yet on Colin. But yeah, this wind is picking up. So be careful betting some of these guys live right now. I think the scoring is going to get much more difficult here in the afternoon. Speaking of Morikawa, him, Neiman, and Minwoo Lee, they're off and running. I did like Neiman in that three ball today because, again, anybody that knows anything about Morikawa struggles in the wind. Minwoo Lee, a guy that's not very accurate off the tee, so I think Neiman's a really good bet in that three ball at plus 150. Jason Day, plus 150. Keegan Bradley, plus 175. And Phil Mickelson at plus 210. They tee off at 1:12 p.m. Eastern time. I would look at Keegan Bradley. Certainly Phil and Jason Day have the experience, the knowledge around Augusta, but with this wind picking up, I trust Keegan Bradley way more than I trust Phil right now at this age in his career, and certainly Jason Day, especially after Jason Day had a really good round yesterday. So give me Keegan Bradley in that three ball at plus 175. Then we got Scottie Scheffler, Justin Thomas, and the amateur Jose Luis Ballester. I'll go with Scottie Scheffler at minus 175. I think he's good to parlay with somebody. I wouldn't bet that straight up. But Scottie, again, with tough conditions, how can you not like him in that three ball? Parlay him with somebody else. Then you got Jordan Spieth, Tyrrell Hatton, and Tom Kim. Spieth is the favorite at plus 140 in this three ball, but I like Hatton. Guy that grew up in England, used to some difficult weather conditions, some wind. Jordan Spieth, obviously growing up in Texas and playing at the University of Texas, no stranger to some wind either. But I like Hatton's game at this point, more aware it is than Jordan, and the volatility certainly of Jordan. He can double bogey any hole or eagle any hole. So I'll go with Hatton at plus 175. Then we got Finau, McNealy, and Thomas Dietrich in the final group. I'll go with Tony Finau at plus 150 as, ooh, we just had somebody go on the water at 12. I hope that wasn't Rory. No, it was Akshay. Okay. Akshay, because Rory did birdie 10 and 11 to get to 3 under. We just had Akshay go in the water at 12. But that final group, I like Finau. Finau's a great win player. Dietrich's pretty good too, but I think Tony could go low today, honestly. Could be one of the few guys that maybe has a decent score in this afternoon group. So I'd look at Finau with McNealy and Thomas Dietrich at plus 150. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. The Masters Tournament is here, and it's time to tee off for a bigger win with BetMGM. Use your token on any Masters bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if you win. Excitement is par for the course at BetMGM. Please gamble responsibly. All right, let's talk some NFL draft here on the show. Talked about a bunch of teams yesterday on the show and who they might select with their first pick in the upcoming NFL draft. We'll continue to look at some more teams. We'll start with the Miami Dolphins, who are even money right now to draft an offensive lineman, and I think the Dolphins have to go on the O-line. The last couple of years, Mike McDaniel's team has not been able to beat any of the top teams in the NFL, and the reason for that, I think, is because they're soft. And they need to be way better on the line of scrimmage up front. We know Tua, at this point in his career, very fragile, not all that mobile. You got to protect him. They have all these great weapons on offense. They have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, Devon Achain. None of this matters if you can't protect the quarterback. I think they need to get more physical up front, run the football a little bit more. So I think it makes a ton of sense for the Dolphins to draft an O-lineman. I like that we're getting this at plus money. So I would look at Miami with their first pick to go O-line at plus 100. Then we got the Baltimore Ravens, my team. And I can tell you guys, the Ravens, when you're looking at this market for what the position that they're going to draft is really not a great market to bet into, because the Ravens are just going to draft whoever the best available player is. They're going to see how the board falls to them, and whoever they feel like is the best available player, that is the guy that they're going to take. So right now, them to draft a D lineman is the favorite at minus 105. Would never bet that with the Ravens. They could go off the board. If they feel like there's a guy who they're getting a steal on, who they have rated as the 12th best player, that they're getting at 27th or whatever it is, they are going to take that guy. I think the value right now, I would look at corner, and I would look at safety. The Ravens believe that you can never have enough corners, and certainly you can never have enough guys on the back end as well. Getting some good prices on both of those positions, plus 500 on the corner, plus 650 at the safety. I also think if a good offensive lineman falls to them, they certainly could draft an O-lineman as well. The O-line is 3-1. So with the Ravens, I would take some stab at some longer shots. Don't look at the D-lineman price, because they're just going to take whatever the best available is. I would probably look at corner at 5-1, or I would look at offensive lineman at 3-1 as well. A team that I would lay the juice with in the NFL draft is the Cincinnati Bengals, minus 145, to draft a defensive lineman. I think there are a few teams every year in the NFL in the draft that they come in, and regardless of how the board falls to them, they know they have to draft a certain position in that year's NFL draft. And for the Bengals, they have to draft a defensive lineman. We know on offense, they're good. Their offense is more than good enough to win a Super Bowl with Burrow, Chase, and Higgins. But defense, they were atrocious last year. And now they're probably not able to afford to bring Trey Hendrickson back. So they got to find his replacement. They got to find somebody to get off after the quarterback. Just makes way too much sense for the Bengals to get a defensive end. So I like them. Minus 145, I'd lay the juice with Cincinnati to get a D lineman. The Jags are interesting. They are favored right now to draft a D lineman with their first pick at minus 130. But I'm kind of looking at them to draft an offensive lineman at plus 350. We know when it comes to Jacksonville, this team is only going to go as far as Trevor Lawrence takes them, right? That's why you got rid of Doug Peterson, because it wasn't working out. And that's why you hired Liam Cohn, because of what he was able to do with his time in Tampa as Baker Mayfield's OC. And what's the best way to help Trevor Lawrence improve as a player? You protect him and you get him a great offensive lineman. And there are a couple really good ones in this draft. So I know a lot of people feel like Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, is going to Jacksonville, and he certainly could. But man, I see the value at plus 350. Trevor Lawrence has to stay upright this season for Jacksonville. I think that could be worth a good look. Washington Commanders, I think they go offense, right? Washington knows they have their quarterback. They know that Jaden Daniels is that guy. So how do you help Jaden Daniels to continue to develop? Why not go out and get him an even another weapon? You got Terry McLaurin. You got Deebo Samuel this offseason. Why not go get another wide receiver? That's plus 800 for Washington to go get a receiver. You think it's out of question that if Matthew Golden's still there at pick 29, that they might not get Matthew Golden? I think it absolutely is. Offensive lineman at plus 325, I think makes a lot of sense as well. Keep in mind, they lost their best offensive lineman, Sam Cosmi, in that playoff game against the Lions, so he's not going to be healthy heading into the year. I think O-line or wide receiver makes a ton of sense for Washington. And then finally, the Denver Broncos. I think they go offensive line as well at plus 600. They made it a big emphasis in the offseason last year to upgrade the O-line. I think they continue that with a young quarterback behind Bo Nix, and that's the way Sean Payton likes to operate. So look at the Broncos to draft an O-lineman at plus 600. All right, let's get to our guy Jake Kassan here on Send It In, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which you can catch coming up right here in about 5 minutes on the Bet MGM Network. Jake, always great to have you on, pal. We got a great weekend of baseball upcoming. Which series are you most excited for this weekend?
PJ, I think it has to be Rangers-Mariners for me, and I'm sure most people were expecting me to say Cubs-Dodgers, and well, yeah, that's going to be awesome. I don't want to say the Dodgers are the cheap answer, so I'm going to go Rangers-Mariners here. AL West battle, kind of a surprising Mariners team in the last couple of days. They finally started to hit. Randy Arozarena had the grand slam against the Astros a couple days ago, which, much to my chagrin, as I had Hunter Brown record the win in that game. But we don't have to talk about that. I think this series with the Rangers and the Mariners is going to be a lot of fun. You get Bryce Miller, Brian Wu, and Logan Gilbert for the Mariners over the weekend. And Logan Gilbert, obviously one of your favorites for AL Cy Young, against a high-powered Rangers offense, which Corey Seager has finally started to show signs of life. He had a couple home runs against the Cubs the other day. So that's the series for me that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. DeGrom on the mound tonight, taking on the Mariners. Jake, what about in the NL East? We got the Mets and the Phillies right now with the same record, same run differential. Which team you like better at this point, New York or Philadelphia?
I'm going to stick to my preseason priors, PJ. I really like this Phillies team. Everybody that you talk to, whether it be Rob Brown of Bet for the Cycle on Saturdays on the BetMGM Network, or whether it's Femi Abebefe on You Better You Bet, which you can catch right here on the BetMGM Network Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m., which PJ is on frequently as well. But these guys say, oh, well, the Phillies are too old. They can't hit like this forever. Why not? I really like this Phillies team. Bryce Harper, I still think, has the juice, even though he's had a slow start to the year. And mostly for me, PJ, it's this rotation. And this rotation, Zach Wheeler, Jesus Luzardo, who was awesome again last night, Christopher Sanchez, who I still think can win NL Cy Young, Taijuan Walker's been surprisingly effective, and Aaron Nola as well to round it out. I think this Phillies pitching rotation is awesome. That's not even mentioning Andrew Painter, who's still in the minor leagues as well. I really like the Phillies. I'm sticking to my priors.
I love it. And Jake, tell us what's coming up on the show here to wrap up the week on this Friday. What do you got?
Obviously a loaded card, PJ. MLB, but also college. We have a full weekend of college baseball. A lot of series that I'm really excited about. A lot of, I think, money line parlays that I think we're going to be able to put together. Some two-teamers, one that I really like tonight as well. So just a lot of bets today, PJ, to round out the week.
Absolutely love it. Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up with our guy Jake Kassan, 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you stick around for that, Jake. Have a great show, pal.
Thanks, PJ. Have a great weekend. Love you.
You have a great weekend too, pal. Love you too. All right, guys, let's wrap the show here on Send It In. Got about a minute to go. We've been killing it on going streaking. We've hit 8 in a row. Let's make it 9 with the Mucho Macho Man, Manny Machado. He's 12 for 29 in his career against German Marquez, who's going tonight for the Rockies. That's a .414 batting average. Manny's having a good start to the year. Good history against this pitcher. Give me Manny Machado as our play in going streaking. Prop lock, let's go to the NBA. Zachary Richesay, over 13.5 points tonight for the Atlanta Hawks. Kid dropped 38 last night against the Nets. Now they're playing against Philadelphia, who has completely lost interest on the season. I think, look at some alts tonight. I think he could go for 20, 25 potentially. So give me Zachary Richesay, over 13.5 points. Dog of the day is going to be the Marlins, plus 105 against the Nationals. You got the Nats coming off that big series win against the Dodgers. Now they got to go on the road and play the Marlins, who are 6-6 to start the year, playing decent baseball. I like the Marlins tonight at plus 105. And then finally, give me the under 8.5 in Orioles and Blue Jays tonight as my best bet. Weather is not good here, and Sagano's been pretty decent for the Orioles. I like the under 8.5. Thanks again to Danny Burke for joining us today on the show. Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy bet slips and bat flips coming up. We'll see you Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.